Hi, our word today is evidence. E is for evidence. And you're probably thinking, that's a pretty everyday word. But once we kind of steep it and marinate it with the STEM filter, and we think about it from a science and technology and engineering and math perspective, there's a lot more to this than you think. As a matter of fact, this topic is near and dear to me because when you don't use scientific evidence, scientific proof, then you're basing decisions off of half-truths, off of superstition, off of just superficial information or assumptions, accusations, just conjecture, hearsay. Even just rumors or, you know, people even, you know, just handed down folklore, what we call urban legend. You start depending on just hope and luck or thinking things that happen are some type of magic. When in fact, there is an explanation and there's a scientific evidence. But it takes looking at it with what we have coined in STEM as critical thinking or a critical mind. So one of the things, and been in many family discussions where there was all of this back and forth and assumptions and conjecture and hearsay, everything that I just named, but the conversation wasn't really fact-based. Now, funny enough, with technology, now, family discussions and arguments or disputes are quickly resolved when everybody pulls out their smartphones and starts Googling or looking up or pulling things down or pulling out their evidence. That's exactly what it is. Instead of the discussion just going on, people start looking for ways to research and find facts. So technology has changed the way we have conversations at the dinner table, ironically. Furthermore, one of the things that this is a good thing is it's getting us to use deductive reasoning, to use if-then logic. When you start building your mind and using your mind to look at the scientific evidence and build an argument, you know, start out with maybe a theory or a hypothesis, and then gather your evidence and then organize it in such a way that you can evaluate it and see trends, and then ultimately make your decisions. What it's going to do is prepare you for better decision making. And this all ties in to something that you all have heard me talk about, which is my profession around business analysis. We as business analysis gather information, change raw data into information to help business leaders and organization leaders, corporate leaders, make better decisions. So that same style of thinking, critical thinking, scientific thinking, logical thinking, using that to make better decisions, whether it's your career, your relationships, your lifestyle, your buying choices, this is key. So think about this topic as I kind of expand upon it and show you how it's used in the STEM world and in the scientific world. But how could you apply it to every day to help you make better decisions? You know, people oftentimes make emotional decisions at the wrong time. They think with their heart and not their head when it comes to whether it's picking a mate that you're going to live the rest of your life with, whether it's buying a car, a big financial commitment, buying a house, or even how you're raising your children. You have to have that balance between the heart and the head. furthermore, I think that this topic lends itself to is about understanding better how science, and especially when I start thinking about science, I think about the medicine and pharmaceutical industries, are presenting facts to us about whether it's medicine or procedures or health benefits. Understanding what is the research and evidence behind their claims. We all sit through hours worth of commercials whenever we're sitting in front of the television. And they're making all of these claims. Well, what is their evidence? And if you're like me, if something intrigues me on a television show, I'm going to the internet to find some facts. Facts not just about what they're claiming. I also like to look at other comments, people who have used it, complaints, the equivalent, their competitors. That's how I do my research. So they may give you a claim, but then you look for the evidence and then you use your reasoning ability, your critical thinking to determine what to believe and what not to believe. And this is also important, especially in the era where people are talking about false news. False news, someone's making some type of claim, but what is the evidence to back it? So it brings out the detective in you. And that's a good thing. And as a matter of fact, parents, what you'll see is kids get to a certain age where they start to question, even parents. And, you know, there's that certain age where they believe anything you say, you're their superhero, you can do no wrong. But then their minds start exploring and questioning. Well, parents, instead of stifling that, promote it, support it, encourage it to an extent. Of course, as parents, we got to make sure we draw that line between when to respect your elders. But those two things, we need to find a balance. What you want to do is redirect that curiosity toward things that will help them from a learning perspective. And there's some great programs. You often hear me brag about Biolog, which is by Gladys Boulding, and she does the science for girls, and then the hodgepodge of hands-on science she does annually. And I might even mention that she has an upcoming fundraiser. So please definitely support Biolog. That's Biologe. Support Biolog and Gladys Boulding in her efforts to expand and expose young people in the greater Atlanta community to science, especially from the perspective of a minority female that is very passionate and loves what she does in the area of biology and research. So visit our website and we'll have her link so that you can click on that and donate and contribute. Now, I'm going to wrap it all up just by saying, go out there, research, get an understanding of what scientific evidence is. Question and do your own research. When you hear a fact or a claim, gather some evidence, use and apply reasoning, your critical thinking, and then make your decisions. And the bigger the decision, the more it has an impact on you, your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, the more you need to do your own research. Don't take other people's opinion or hearsay or even folklore that's handed down through the family. Do get some fact-based evidence, okay? Even if you have to apply and do your own research, polling people, or there's different types of scientific evidence gathering. You may hear things like, and I'll name a few, clinical trials. There's what they call placebo control. And that's a study where you give a dummy sample to one group and then you give to another group the actual item. Where you hear about placebo control, for example, you hear claims on TV about diet pills. So one group, they give the actual diet pill, and the other one, they give them just a water pill or sugar pill, a dummy pill, so to speak. And if the group with the dummy pill actually loses more weight just because mentally they think they have a diet pill, that's the placebo effect. And it has been proven sometimes the group with the dummy pill has more benefits than the ones with the actual pill. So, in fact, it's not the pill that's actually doing it or has any chemical properties that is benefiting the loss of weight. It's just once you set in your mind that you think you're supposed to be losing weight, then you will lose the weight. That's the placebo effect. The clinical study that I talked about, the clinical trial, I want to kind of point that out and tie that back to a company I actually worked for. It's called a clinical research organization, or CRO, where there's a plethora of jobs and job opportunities. I worked in the IT department. There were project managers, and there were plenty of people who had their chemistry and biology degrees, but instead of going into the medical field, they actually worked in the lab, working with test tubes and cells, and you do control studies, some first maybe on animals and then progression to humans. That's a whole career field. So encourage in young people to do their research and then help them explore career opportunities. And again, remember, just because you have a degree in science or biology doesn't mean you necessarily have to go into the medical field specifically. There's a whole range of research and clinical areas that are still very lucrative and in need of researchers like yourself. So go off and do some research and get you some evidence. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got some information that maybe sparked some interest. And stay tuned as we continue our STEM alphabet A to Z. Bye for now.